Sugar, sugar, sugar butter, sugar butter, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour, sugar butter flour. My hands pluck the things I know that I'll need. I take the sugar and butter from the pantry. I add the flour to begin what I am hoping. Start, and then it's down with the recipe and bake from the heart. Sugar and butter and flour.
Waitress, Adrian Shelley's quirky 2007 movie about a talented pie maker who waits tables while struggling with an unhappy marriage and an unwanted pregnancy, might not seem like a formula for a hit musical, but Waitress, the musical, has now been running on Broadway since March. It features songs by Sarah Bareilles and stars Tony Winn and Jesse Mueller. And yes, if you thought that you smelled apple pie while you were walking by the Brooks Atkinson Theater on West 47th Street, it wasn't your imagination. I'm delighted to welcome Jesse Mueller back to our show to reveal the show's recipe for success. Hello.
Good morning.
After you won the Tony in 2014 for your portrayal of Carol King in Beautiful, you must have had lots of offers. What led you to this project?
I actually came across this project while I was still doing Beautiful. There was an opportunity. They were doing a workshop, and my agent got a call, and I ended up... I heard some early demos, and I was sort of in the haze of doing Beautiful, and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought the music was brilliant, and I thought, I don't think I can handle doing this at the same time. So,
well, it's so different from Carole King's music.
It's so different. It's so different. And but I went back and I watched the movie again. Again, I was really struck with Sarah's early demos, and I just kind of fell in love with the music, and I wasn't able to be a part of it the first time around, but the second time an opportunity came up, I grabbed it.
And you liked the movie.
Oh, I loved
know
it.
I did. I
had
was so
seen
sad.
It.
We were going to have Adrian Shelley on our show to talk about it before the tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really taken with the movie. I feel like it was very ahead of its time. It was very quirky, but it handled so many different subjects and had a depth to it that I think a lot of films, especially at the time, didn't have.
I mentioned the tragedy. The film has a sad history. Adrian Shelley wrote and directed it, but while she was editing it, she was murdered by a construction worker in the building where she had an office. Did you know that story before you got involved?
I knew this story before I got involved, not when I had seen the original film. So going back and looking at the film again, I definitely saw it with a new light. Adrian's beautiful daughter, Sophie, is actually in the end of the film. Carrie Russell's child at the end, Jenna's child, is actually
the character you
Sophie.
Play.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of this amazing, beautiful, bittersweet moment when you watch the film now. But she's an amazing, amazing young woman now.
How did it get adapted into a musical? Diane Paulus, your director, the main force behind that?
I believe the story goes Barry and Fran Weisler, shortly after they had seen the film, they got in touch with Michael Roif, the main producer. He and Adrian and Andy, her husband, they were the main force behind making it happen. Michael was the only one who was like, yeah, I'll make your movie. And they got in touch, the Weisslers got in touch with him and said, we want the rights to this. We want to make a musical out of this someday. So I think that was back in like 2007.
But this project is all female.
Yeah, it ended up being that way. Diane was, I can't remember the exact story about how Diane got on board with the Weisslers, but they had worked with her and had many successes with her in the past. They did Pippin together, and they felt that they knew she was going to be the right fit for it. And she has said that she saw the movie, and her amazing brain was like, this is a musical. And she just knew. And then from there on, it was something that I think we realized in retrospect that the entire team was women. But it just ended up that way. It was like the best people for the job kept sort of coming forth. Yeah, apparently it is. First time on Broadway that a full creative team has been female.
Can you tell us a bit about the character that you played, Jenna?
Yeah, you had such a great summary. I'm always so terrible when people are like, what is the show about? And I just start like saying way too much, but she's this, like every woman to me, and I think she feels that way to the audience too. She's from a small town. She hasn't had necessarily a lot of opportunities in her life. I think she married very young. Her marriage is now very unhappy. I think the two of them, life circumstances changed them. But she happens to be this amazing expert pie baker, and it's sort of where she puts all her feelings.
And she invents new pies with unusual names like My Husband is a Jerk Pie. Yes. What would be in that?
Yes. Well, it's a jerk chicken pie. It's chicken that's the description. Jesse Nelson, who ended up adapting the original screenplay by Adrian Shelley, came up with all these incredible recipes with all these, you know, like chicken pounded till it's unrecognizable. So like the description of the recipes match sort of how she's feeling about something and the way that she sort of channels that into her baking.
And you have to admit that you understand why she hates her husband. He is an abusive, selfish lout.
Yeah, I mean, he is really. I think the wonderful thing about the original screenplay and the play now that we have is that nobody is one-sided. No character is black and white. It's even with a character like the husband, Earl, played brilliantly by Nick Cordero, you see the reasons why he does the things he does, and I think you see the pain in his past, which makes him lash out in a way that's unhealthy.
But still, she hopes to enter a pre-baking contest that has a cash prize and would allow her to leave Earl.
Right.
And then she learns she's pregnant and she falls in love with the young doctor at the clinic.
With her gynecologist, of course.
This is not a typical boy meets girl story.
No, it's not.
Was there any concern that domestic abuse, unwanted pregnancy, an adulterous affair with a gynecologist might not be the sort of thing that we would expect from a plot of a Broadway musical?
The stuff of a Broadway musical? I mean, yeah, I think that's why it appealed to me. it's that thing of like life is not simple. And just when you think you kind of know the turn that something is going to make in this story, I feel like it goes another way. And I think the other thing that's really fascinating about it, and, you know, I don't have children. I haven't had children yet. I think I'd like to someday. But it also just it goes into the sort of thought process of how scary it is to have a kid. And I think a lot of the things that Jenna, the character, goes through are such realistic things of like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to have a child? This is scary.
My guest is Jesse Miller, who is starring in Waitress, the musical, now at the Brooks Atkinson Theater on West 47th Street. You won a Tony for Beautiful, and now you've not been nominated for one for this. This is getting to be a pattern.
I've been very blessed.
There is a side plot about one of Jenna's fellow waitresses, Dawn, the role that Adrian Shelley played in the film. Mm-hmm. Kimiko Glenn.
And also Jenna Ushkowitz. Kimiko's on a leave of absence now, so Jenna Ushkowitz has come in and taken over the role for a period of time.
Well, that character is courted by a goofy guy named Ogie.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Christopher Fitzgerald, and his song, Never Ever Getting Rid of Me, is a comic highlight. I'm assuming that it was meant to be something of comic relief.
Yes, right. It was not intended to be a dramatic moment. he's this amazing, buoyant character that just, he's kind of off the wall, but he's just so genuinely, he falls so genuinely in love with Dawn.
Your big number is She Used to Be Mine, which Charles Isherwood of the New York Times called a highlight of the Broadway season.
Oh, wow.
In it, Jenna tries to regain her sense of self and make some difficult decisions. Do you think the song and the show as a whole has a feminist message?
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm just always so intrigued by, like, what is the feminist message? I think, yes, in a lot of ways. But I think also the thing that's really powerful about it is it just has such a human message. You know, the song that you're talking about, it's such a deep, even dark at times, moment for the character. But I think it sort of taps into something very human, which is all the doubts that we have and the sort of core thing of what has happened to my life and what's the life I wanted and what's the life I'm living and am I worthy of what I want? And sort of assessing all those things.
you have to go through the motions of making a pie while you're singing. Can having to mix and roll the pie crust and be something of a distraction when you're singing?
You know what's harder than rolling? Because I do, I roll out a crust. And sometimes the dough's a little harder than others, depending on the temperature of the day. So sometimes you really got to, you know, put some muscle into it. But I'll tell you what's harder is there are these beautiful choreographed moments where we blow substances into the air, like flour, and sometimes it's, you know, sort of stage trickery, it's other powders. But there are certain nights where I think it's the air conditioning blows it right back into our faces. So that's actually what makes it harder to sing, because you've got your mouth open and you're trying to sing these lovely dulcet sarabrellas tones, and all you're getting is like cinnamon and sugar back into your face and up your nose. But, you know, it's worth it.
Do you actually use butter, sugar, and flour? Or talcum powder?
Spoiler alert, we use, most of the time, sometimes it's real flour, sometimes it's isotol powder, mm-hmm. I believe that's what it's called. And then the butter is actually orange juice. Melted butter is orange juice.
Did you learn to bake pies while you were rehearsing, or were you already someone who knew how to make a pie?
I used to bake with my mom when I was little. She really did most of the heavy lifting on that. But we actually had a day, we did the show out of town in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the ART Theater. And we had, there was a board member there, Candy Gold, who took us to her house one day. She also has a local cooking show. And that was our rehearsal one day. She took us to her studio and taught us how to bake pies.
She's the pie consultant?
She worked with us in Cambridge. And now we have a lady named Stacey Donnelly, who's our pie consultant here on Broadway.
And it gets even more pie complex. Pies are sold before the show and at intermission.
Yep.
Are pies being baked while the show is on?
Well, the little, it's great because the intermission pies or the, you know, pre-show, whatever, they're in little jars. So they're very potable, mm-hmm. Portable and
potable.
And potable if you wish.
You want water?
Yeah, if you want. And then they literally do bake a pie in the lobby. So I don't know when they start baking this pie, but by the time patrons come in, there is this like waft of apple pie in there. Mm.
That's a wonderful smell.
I mean, it's kind of awesome. I'm sure the house staff is maybe getting a little sick of it, but you know, maybe they'll change it out every once in a while. They'll throw like a blackberry pie in there or something.
Is this an open run?
Yeah, as of now. Mm-hmm.
How long do you plan to stay in it?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean,
you stopped being Carole King a while ago.
We all sign usually year contracts, so by the time that year comes up, it'll be time to reassess and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm having a wonderful time now. It's a wonderful group over there, so I feel very fortunate.
And I gather there's also going to be a national tour.
Yes. I believe they announced that the tour was coming out shortly after we opened. So I don't know any details about that or when it's coming, but it that's going to happen.
I've always wondered about staying in a role for a long time. actors tell me that, and you definitely are an actor as well. I mean, that's a very important part of what you do here. Otherwise, we wouldn't believe this character, that they keep on learning new things about the character that they're playing. On the other hand, I could see where doing that for 2 years or 3 years could really be kind of boring.
Well, I don't know if it gets boring. I don't have a whole lot of experience with it. I think it does take a lot out of me. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of soul to get to do this role. So I think if and when I feel like I've found a time to step away, I think for me it'll be more that I feel like I'm not able to give it everything that I feel like it deserves anymore, and then it would be time for someone else to step in. But
and then there's always the possibility somebody's going to throw another script at you that's going to get you all excited.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Are people offering you new things?
Not really at this point. I've really sort of got my focus is all on this right now. I've got my hands full. But
and there are no roles that you'd really love to do? King and I?
Oh my gosh, I'd love to do that someday. I've always wanted to do Eliza Doolittle. What did I just hear? Moulin Rouge is becoming a musical? Oh. Shameless plug. Let's do that.
Well, we're going to go out with you singing She Used to Be Mine. So.
Okay, I hope not live.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not warm.
To sing it right
I'm
now.
Not warm.
I have my harmonium here.
That hey.
Meanwhile, Waitress the Musical is at the Brooks Atkinson Theater at 256 West 47th Street, and my great thrill has been to have Jesse Mueller as a guest again on our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be.